Stay, tell me to stay. Tell me to stay. Tell me to stay. My engine is running. I'm shaking in my shoes. I'm wondering what I'm gonna do when you leave me, when you slip out of my car, saying I'm strong, that this is what I want.
That's the title track from Half About Being a Woman. Caroline Smith plays the 605 Summer Classic in Sioux Falls tomorrow night. But first, she joins us in the SDPB studios in Sioux Falls. This is her first solo album. Is that right, Caroline?
Yeah, this is technically the first one.
All right, and it's available now. She's got two previous releases with Caroline Smith and the Goodnight Sleeps. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Have you been to Sioux Falls before?
Yes. I don't remember where we played last time, but we've played here a number of times, and we know some really sweet folks that make sure we always have a good time.
Tell me about the title of this album and a little bit about the album itself.
Half About Being a Woman was kind of my exploration into becoming a woman, and I just felt like when I wrote it, I was kind of grappling with these kind of ideologies of still being a girl and kind of blossoming into a woman. That sounds really cheesy, but you know, it's not always pretty, you know. Mm-hmm. You're kind of grappling with maybe some relationship traits that you have when it comes to men and stuff like that, and exploring that. So that was kind of the idea behind the title of the album, was you know, just becoming
sure.
A woman.
Just becoming.
Yeah.
So as someone who started performing at a fairly young age, you've lived a life that's more public than many people.
Yeah.
Obviously not as public as some people have to go through.
Yeah.
But you certainly had a taste of it. Does that sort of make it more important or significant for you to sort of evaluate artistically and therefore publicly the transition from being a young woman or a girl to adulthood?
Yeah. Like the way that I've always kind of described it is that I always wrote music for myself. I was always writing music when I was a kid. I never really had journals. I would just write songs. And I wasn't expecting those songs to go anywhere. And when they did, what happened was, like, everybody was reading my journals. Or, you know what,
right?
I mean? Like,
exactly.
Everybody was getting a really intimate picture of me because I was writing pop songs about, like, deeply personal things.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then what happens is you don't really have any secrets from fans or anything like that. They know what's going on. And
how has that been healthy for you, this sort of, you know, unfolding that part of yourself to your fans?
Well, I think that just part of who I am is I like to communicate with other people. I like to help other people. So the most rewarding part of that is having women or men, actually equally women and men,
coming
up to me and saying that me being open about a situation in a song, like, helped them through a similar situation.
Yeah.
Like, cool, I'm glad I could navigate those rocky waters for you.
We're all on a journey. We're on a journey together.
Yep.
And the artists and musicians lead us. So Caroline plays tonight at the 605 Summer Classic. You can find the full lineup, 605summerclassic.com. I want to make sure to get some more of her music here. But the music starts at 6. It goes to 11:30. Downtown Sioux Falls tonight, the 23rd, and tomorrow night, the 24th. So lots going on with that music festival. Let's hear another segment from Half About Being a Woman. This is a song, Trying Not to Love You.
My God, what does it mean when I come to talk and I fall apart? Cause you won't pick up your phone. Yes, I can admit I'm in over my head, that I'm falling down that slippery slope and climbing back into your bed. Please, baby, let me go on living in the eye of the storm.
Listen to music from Caroline Smith, Trying Not to Love You. That was a single, not from the current album. Caroline, tell me when that was released.
I released that, I think, in November of last year.
All right. So you've gone from sort of a coffee shop playing at some point in your career, now band, backup singers, layers. What's that evolution been like in really a fairly short period of time? Maybe it doesn't feel like a short period of time.
You know, I think it just kind of honing in on my craft. And yeah. I with Half About Being a Woman, so I grew up playing in coffee shops because my mother owned a coffee shop.
Okay.
Which is very convenient for a girl playing folk songs on the guitar. But then I met my band when I was in college. And we just kept kind of making these folk songs. But the whole time, you know, I was like, this isn't really the kind of music that I listen to. You know, I grew up listening to, like, I wasn't that cool growing up, like, listening to music. I listened to, like, TRL. Like, I loved Beyonce and TLC and, like, all the pop music, Justin Timberlake. You know, and at the same time, my mom was always drilling, like, lyrics in my head, like Carole King and Paul Simon. And
she saw you were into TLC, and she was like, girl needs some Carole King in there too, right?
Like, yeah, I think, I mean, my mom was always like, I know that like her parents weren't crazy about her listening to the type of music she listened
right,
to, like
yeah.
Little Feet, I think, or something. But so I think she was always like, do you know, listen to your music. But at the same time, this album is called Graceland. Like, right. You need to listen to this. So like, I'm a kind of an amalgamation of all those things, but I feel like the older I got and the more in tune with my craft I got and the more unapologetic I was with who I wanted to be and what I wanted to create kind of brought on these new challenges that were, how do I create a more lush sound? How do I tour with backup singers? How do I kind of progress into a more developed music sound? I don't know.
Yeah. Right. And we were talking about that earlier, too, this sense of liking what you like, trusting your taste,
yeah.
And being who you want to be. Mm-hmm. What has sort of helped you get to the level that you're at now in that confidence and authenticity?
It's a struggle every day. I was just talking about my Myers-Briggs test.
Right.
That
yes.
I said before when I walked in here.
Yeah.
That's a big one for me is, you know, kind of conquering self-doubt and being unapologetic with who I want to be. So that's something that I work at every day. You know, I really worry about, you know, how other people are feeling. And that's hard when you're trying to be your own self as a musician.
And you also have fans.
And I also have fans.
Right?
And I really, really, I really care about my fans. Like when I get on stage and there's a sold out room, I'm just like, what are you doing here? Why are you here? This is so amazing. I'm so grateful. So I would never want to do anything to let my fans down. But sometimes being stagnant as a creative person and not doing anything exciting is letting your fans down.
Right.
You know, you need to be able to grow as an artist and challenge them and they challenge you. And that's part of it, is being like unapologetic leader in your art.
Right. So for people who don't know, Myers-Briggs is a sort of a personality type indicator. You take a quiz online or on paper, I suppose. It's
yeah.
still available on paper. Kind of figure out how your personality combines with other elements of your personality, how
yeah.
you interact with your team and your bandmates take this.
Yeah, we all took it over breakfast this morning because my best friend has got her PhD in what is it, like non-gender bias.
Sure.
Politics.
Yeah.
But the way that she described it to me, she's like, I know you're not into horoscopes, so the Myers-Briggs test is like the horoscope for realists. And I was like, oh, yeah. And it really is. It's like, it's really accurate. It's wild. You'll do it and you'll be like, what? That's crazy. How do they know that?
How have fans responded to Half About Being a Woman?
They responded really well, which was a huge relief for me because it was so different from what I was doing. And I was right. really worried that I would lose some fans. But
when is the moment that you know it's going to be okay?
The moment I know it's going to be okay, for that album, I secretly premiered a song on the Minneapolis public radio station, The Current, at one of their parties, and they didn't say it was me. They just played a bunch of new songs, yeah. And everybody in the room voted that song as their favorite. And I was like, "Oh my god,
it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay."
That was before the album came out, so
you can be okay with Caroline Smith tonight at the 605 Summer Classic. She's headlining. It's downtown Sioux Falls at Sharapa Place. We're gonna leave you with a little Caroline Smith music here as well. Music starts tonight, 6 o'clock, goes till 11:30. Tomorrow night, beer tasting from 3 to 6, music from 6 to 11:30. Find it all, 605summerclassic.com. Find Caroline Smith online. Do you have a website?
Caroline Smith, carolinesmith.com. My name twice.
Your name twice. We'll put a link up on our website, and we'll let you listen to Caroline on the way out. Kara Hetland is after this and after the news with Innovation. Thank you for listening.